And we are back. Welcome to the Building Wealth Show, the podcast that's all about self-improvement, informs you how to save, invest, and most importantly, how to build wealth. Welcoming our host, Anaya Oliver.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Building Wealth Show, Season 9, Episode 4. And today, we'll be talking about my experience working a part-time job, the pros and cons that actually come with working a 5 to 10, or 4 to 10, or basically whenever you go in to whenever you clock out.
If you guys want more information about the hottest cryptocurrencies, you can go to Cryptoversity. They have courses from mastering crypto trading, from turning your social media into an income stream. The greatest thing is if you don't like your course that you purchased, you have 60-day money-back guaranteed refund. Click the link in the podcast description to go ahead and get started with Cryptoversity.
So, my first job, I worked at Panera about 5 months ago. The co-workers were great. Funny, I have friends to this day that I met at my first job. The managers were great. They wasn't like the managers you hear on social media, the pain in the butt. And the vibe overall was immaculate. But then I knew it was time to quit when I started actually dreading coming to work. That's when I actually started to wonder, like, should I actually quit my job? So some of the pros and cons I listed down was, some of the pros I came up with was the social life, the connection that I built with my coworkers. I have friends to this day that I met at Panera, and they're wonderful people, and they're so funny. So that's a plus, the social life you get. Also, it's consistent and stable. Like, if a lot of people I noticed in high school, they like schedule, they like routine. Like, a lot of people like that. And if that's who you are, if you like everything being at a certain time every day at this certain time doing the same thing, if you like that, then this is great for you. I didn't really like that. It started getting bored. Like, every day I do the same thing, gotta come in at the same time. I like being creative. I like coming in when I want to come in, not necessarily do what I want to do, but, you know, like, be creative with it, you know, have my say in what or how I get things done. And in an environment like this, I understood I just couldn't do that. So that's when, you know, it came to me that maybe I should quit. Maybe this is not for me. Also, another pro is a regular paycheck. Like, if you like having a paycheck at a certain time on a certain day, this is another thing. You should probably try getting a part-time job if these sound like something that... But then also, with those regular paychecks comes taxes. You have to pay taxes. Taxes wasn't a lot when I was getting paid, but, like, you still got to give a piece of your paycheck to the government. Don't ask me why, but you got to do that. Now, for the cons, I listed fatigue. And I listed fatigue because, like, a normal day for me would look like waking up at 5 o'clock, going to school at 7, getting out of school, getting home, then go to work at 5, get off at 10, take a bath by the time I get home and everything like that. It's like 11:30, 12 o'clock. So the time I'm going to bed, and then I wake up at 5 o'clock, gotta do it all again. That's like 5 hours of sleep, which is not good. So it stresses you out and it tires you out a lot. So that's a con. Conditioning, it conditions your body. I'm a creative person, so I like to create things, have my own twist to things. So you know that, you know, it was designed by me, it was done by me. So I just couldn't do that in the environment I was in. So that's another con. It conditions you, and I don't like that feeling. And then I have less free time. So, like, you're missing out on parties. Like, your friends want to go chill. Not that I'm saying your friends not chilling at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, unless it's like a party going on or something. They normally chilling around 7 the time you're working. So, well, the time I was working, at least, because I worked 5 to 10. So I had less free time, and I didn't like that. Everyone will have different encounters when it comes to entering the workforce. You may have a great experience like I did. You may have a horrible experience. You may have a mediocre experience. So every encounter and everyone's experience is different. And each person will experience a different scenario when they go into the workforce. Thank you guys for listening. Check out the description for the new Building Wealth Back to School merch.